Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado. I'm a pastor, but the reason I'm here today, I'm a father of five. I'm here for Daniel, Emily, Rebecca, Bethany, and Abigail. And we are looking at the world through the eyes of a biblical worldview. Well, there are efforts afoot to expand the womb to tomb, socialist agenda in California. Who'd have thought? Well, there's this minute progress going on right now among Christians who actually want to bring their worldview into conformance with the Word of God. You've got homeschooling. You've got Christian school movements afoot in America. But these are minute. What is happening in the world at large is a massive expansion of the socialist agenda. It's happening right now, folks. A California initiative proposes public preschool education for all four-year-old children in the state of California. This is going to come by way of a socialist tax increase for incomes over $400,000. So it's only for people making more than $400,000 a year in California.
And it'll never change, right? It'll never go down.
It'll never go down, and it's only for people making more than $400,000. So redistribution of the wealth to create more public schools in America. Jean-Jacques Rousseau would be proud. And Karl Marx as well. Think of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who was the man who abandoned five of his children at the steps of an orphanage in 1750 and then went on and made a book, wrote the book on modern education, where he developed a system of education whereby a child is raised by state-certified experts and separated from his parents and adult relatives as early as possible, preferably in preschool. No, let's make that 2 years old. No, let's make that 1 year old. This is exactly the agenda of the left. Womb to tomb security. The purpose of parents is biological. Just have sex and get those kids out, and then the state will take over from there. This is happening in California right now.
Of course, the problem with this law is age discrimination. Why take the four-year-old and not the three-year-old? Somebody's got to pay.
They're working on that one. Did you hear about the junior high girls in Colorado who were poisoning the milk supply in the public schools? Put rat poison in the milk.
In the milk?
In the milk, yeah.
They should ban milk.
A high school research assignment on internet pornography was canceled after parents in a Cleveland suburb complained. Apparently, this teacher's goal was to discuss the harmful effects of pornography, but first he says, I want you to go out there and research pornography, visit several pornography sites, and then list eight facts about pornography, and then they're going to have a little discussion about it.
Well, that makes about as much sense as studying, say, drinking and driving, and giving an assignment to get drunk and then go driving around the town.
Or even suicide. I mean, I'd hate to think about the suicide lesson in this particular class.
Any volunteers?
This comes from England. This is the land of Cranmer, Tyndale, and Bunyan, you know.
England.
England, may she rest in eternal peace. The word marriage is now to be taken off the register office signs because they're going to offend gay couples who are turning up for civil partnership ceremonies. They're doing civil partnerships now in England, and they're removing marriage because that offends the gays who apparently are being put together in some kind of civil partnership thing, which is coming in Colorado, by the way. We'll talk about that in an upcoming program.
So why is offense bad?
Why is offending homosexuals bad? Well, because offending homosexuals means that you're going to offend the left. Now, of course, they're offending everybody who likes marriage, but that's another thing.
Yeah, you've got to offend somebody.
Yeah, it's just who you offend. The National Association of Scholars now has produced a study based on surveys of college professors. This one's really interesting. It just came out. The Democrats outnumber Republicans nearly 30-1 among anthropologists and sociologists. And in the Humanities and Social Sciences departments, anywhere from 8-1 to 28-1. And I haven't even mentioned the transsexual to bisexual ratio, or the ratio of guys who say they've descended from Native Americans to those who are actually descended from Native Americans. That's for Ward Churchill.
Ward Churchill.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Wanted to put that in there for him. Ladies and gentlemen, today I want to talk about whether or not we want to send our children into universities where Democrats outnumber Republicans 28-1. And we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Kevin Swanson. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations. And believe it or not, the National Association of Scholars has produced a survey on college professors. Dems outnumber Repubs nearly 30-1 among anthropologists and sociologists. And humanities and social science professors, it's 8-1 or up to 28-1. And this is among secular universities, but Christian universities are very similar. In fact, for the most part, they are almost identical in terms of their worldview and politics. This comes from a World Magazine article, editorial from Joel Beltz. He encourages people not to support these universities, even Christian universities, with your money. Now, that's because they have the wrong worldview and they're taking our nation in the wrong place. Let's face it, these universities have tremendous influence on the minds of our children, and it is the universities that are directing the nation's direction politically.
Just because somebody's a Republican doesn't mean that they have the right worldview. Let's make that clear.
Oh, Dave, so what you're saying is we have the 30 Dems and the one Republican. You're telling me that the one Republican may have said he was Republican by accident?
Well, I'm just saying that he may belong to a Republican Party. He might want to jump off the cliff a little slower than the Democrats are jumping off the socialist cliff. But he's may be heading for the cliff.
And that brings up a great question. Why is the Republican Party always moving towards the Democrat Party, ideologically, staying about, well, 10 years behind, 5 years, four years behind, 3 years behind, well, staying a number of years behind, ideologically, but basically following the Democratic, socialistic, leftist agenda? It's a simple reason that Republican parents really do send their children to these universities. Yes, I said that. I said it on Generations Today on this program. Republican parents send their children to Democrats to be indoctrinated. And as they send their children to American universities where you've got ratios of Democrats to Republicans at 30-1, these children, these Republican children, may not be changing their affiliation, but they're changing their worldview. And the Republican Party is going to be like the Democratic Party. Now, sometimes, of course, Republican kids do change their affiliations. But whatever the case, Republican parents are sending their children to Democrat universities all over America.
And Christian parents are sending their children to humanist universities. And their Christian children are becoming little humanists and denying the faith.
Yes, because the worldview taught by Democrats who outnumber Republicans 30-1... the worldview taught by these professors day in and day out is opposed to God, to his existence, his revelation, and it is dedicated to the worldview that teaches the godness of man and his state, his government. That's what is taught day in and day out. If you want your children to think like Democrats, then give them a mentor who is a Democrat. If you want your children to think like a homosexual, give your children a mentor who is a homosexual. This is so obvious, Dave. I mean, I was in college 20 years ago. I sat in a classroom listening to a history professor for several semesters. I loved history, and I got to like this professor, but you know this professor is homosexual. And over time, my perspective of homosexuality was more set by the humanistic ideology of homosexuality than it was by the Word of God. Why? Because I sat under a mentor who was a homosexual for two semesters. If you want your child to think like a homosexual, put him in a classroom with a homosexual and have the homosexual mentor him. Same thing with Democrats, same thing with liberals, same thing with a humanist agenda.
So let me get this straight. If you want your child to become a socialist, big union, labor, why don't you send them to a school that is run by unions and union members and have them mentor under that, well, say like the public schools, so that your child will become big pro-labor, socialist kind of person.
Yeah, and that is exactly how the agenda of America is moving towards a godless socialism. That's why in the 1970s, abortion took over. In the 1980s and 1990s, homosexuality is taking over. That's why we were paying in taxes 25% of the GNI back in 1950. Today, it's 50% of the GNI and increasing. That's why we are living under an increasingly socialist, godless agenda, whether it be in the public schools or with the existing tax system.
So when Amendment C comes up, and it's going to go towards socialist causes, to schools and to the unions and to building projects and to the people who are employed by the state, When your children have been educated in a system where those are state employees and union members, and they've been taught for, 15 years by these people, now they get to voting age, where are they going to vote? Are they going to vote to support the institutions they came out of and are familiar with, or are they going to vote to limit those?
And that is precisely why Governor Bill Owens, the good Republican in the state of Colorado, supported the tax increase, or the increase of the size of government in the state of Colorado to the tune of billions upon billions of dollars with Amendment C just in this last election. Because Bill Owens, the Republican governor of Colorado, attended a secular humanist university where the ratio of professors, Democrat to Republicans, was 30 to 1, 8 to 1, 28 to 1, or whatever. But there are people out there, there are families, parents out there saying, we went to these universities. We were Republicans. We sent our children to these universities. They were Republicans, and we're still Republicans. My point is, our point here today is, yes, you're still Republicans, but you're a whole lot more like Democrats than you were in 1980. You have moved in the direction of the Democrats. And those are the policies that you have supported. Now, you may not know that that has happened to you. Does a fish know he is wet? When you've been swimming in a worldview that includes all of these metaphysical, ethical, epistemological concerns that are taught in your anthropology class, in your sociology class, in your humanities classes, when you've been swimming in that worldview, you will take up that worldview, and you're not going to know any other worldview. That's why I think a lot of people listening to this program are shocked today. They're thinking, man alive, have I taken in the wrong worldview? Well, that's what happens when you send your children to a university where the Democrats outnumber the Republicans 30 to 1. What does the Bible say about all this? What does the Bible say about the kind of person that ought to be mentoring your child in the first grade, the fifth grade, the 12th grade, and college? What kind of people should mentor your children? Should you send your children into a history class at a junior college taught by a homosexual? Well, let's read the Bible. What does the Bible say about the sort of people that should be teaching us and our children? Oh, here we go. This comes from the book of Proverbs, which is turns out to be God's book on educating a child. If you want to know what God has to say about education, look up the word education in the back of the Bible, and you'll find that God doesn't have a whole lot to say about education. But look up the issue of teaching, or look up son or child, and you'll find that he has a lot to say. And most of it is contained in the book of Proverbs. In fact, our children should have the book memorized by the time they have graduated, or at least they should know every single lesson there contained. Here's what God says about the kinds of people that should mentor ourselves and our children. My son, if sinners entice thee, do not consent. Do not walk in the path with them. Discretion shall preserve you, to deliver you from the way of evil man, that you may walk in the way of good men. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, pass away. Stop! Stop! Stop, my son, to hear the instruction that causes you to err from the words of knowledge. Or go, go, go from the presence of a foolish man when you have perceived not in him the words of knowledge. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of God. If these anthropologists, these humanities and social science professors are not beginning with the existence and fear of Almighty God on day one in that class, go, go from a man that would try to give you something that would cause you to err from the ways of knowledge. If you happen to be listening to somebody who forsakes the law of God, what do you do?
Go.
You could do that, but you can also contend with them. The Bible says in the Proverbs, they that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. So, all right, let's say you thought that you were in a good class. You thought that the professor was going to teach the fear of God as the beginning of wisdom. And on the third week of the class, he stood up and said, homosexuality is an acceptable lifestyle. What do you do? Well, the Bible says, they that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. All right, here's what you do. You stand up and you contend with that professor. You fight. You become cantankerous. You oppose that instructor. You make his life difficult. You make it obvious that you are the one who disagrees with him, and here's why. And, you know, a good question is, should a Christian ever enter a secular college classroom? Well, I did. I did about 5 years ago. Somebody invited me down to a secular college classroom to talk about what the Bible says about homosexuality. I know that doesn't happen very often. I was sort of nervous about it. I had a hard time sleeping the night before. Well, this is around the time Matthew Shepard was taken down, you know, the homosexual kid that was killed, sadly killed, up in Wyoming. Well, it was a controversial point at this stage, and so they wanted to see what the Bible had to say about homosexuality. Now, of course, the Bible says homosexuality is an abomination. It's a sin against God, as is pride and lying and a lot of other things. So I got up in front of the class and I explained what the Bible had to say about homosexuality and sin and what Jesus did when he came and died on the cross for sinners like us. You know, liars, homosexuals, that sort of thing. So I contended with the wicked. I contended with those that wanted to accept a sinful lifestyle in a college classroom. And the Bible says that you ought to be prepared to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God in Christ. And that's what ought to happen. Somebody in Hawaii, when I was out in Hawaii a couple days ago, and somebody said, well, shouldn't we be able to just send our children anywhere? A public school classroom, a homeschool, whatever. I said, well, maybe not. Because the Bible says that if you're going to be in the presence of people that bring up these imaginations, these high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God in Christ, you better not be silent. You have a responsibility before God to cast down those imaginations. You have a responsibility to bring those ideas down, to contend with the wicked. And that's hard to do. I don't think a 7-year-old is prepared. And a lot of times, there are 18-year-olds that I'm not prepared to stand up in that classroom and give a good, strong, biblical apologetic that casts down imaginations like those.
Kevin, if a parent sends his child into an institution where they know their child's worldview will be polluted and that child is not equipped to stand against it, they are causing their child to sin. They are the cause because they are sending their child to a place where they know that their child will be led to sin. And Jesus said, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone was hung around his neck. Parents, if you're sending your child into that environment, get ready for the millstone.
It's the millstone treatment. Oh, the millstone treatment. Dave, I don't want the millstone treatment. That millstone around your neck and down at the bottom of the sea, Jesus is really torqued off in that passage with any parent that has the gall to offend that child.
Jesus loves his children. Make no mistake, he loves his children and he wants them protected. Yeah. And he's assigned parents that particular role to guard children.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was dead serious when he said that. And this is a serious issue. The lives and souls of our children are at stake. And the life and the soul of this nation are at stake. Education is important. The choices you make are crucial. Not just for the K-12 education, but for the college program that you give to your children. More in just a moment on Generations. Stay with us, will you? This is Kevin Swanson. We'll be back in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kevin Swanson. We're back. Today's question is, do we send our children to universities where Democrat professors outnumber Republicans 30-1? The answer is no, but we don't want to just curse the darkness today. Let's light a candle. There are so many ways in which we can prepare our children for life. Understanding a good, strong biblical worldview. Let me recommend good worldview preparation through places like Worldview Academy. We had Bill Jack on the program here a number of days ago. Also, Summit Ministries with Dr. David Noble. It's an excellent program down in Manitou Springs, Colorado. And if you're sending your child to a college, you need to ask the 20 questions. Or at the very least, ask the 2 questions. The first of which is, Is this a place of education where you teach knowledge and wisdom? They say, no, don't go there. They may be changing tires or something like that, but they don't train or educate. Second question, what do you teach as the beginning of wisdom and knowledge? If they say a condom, it's a wrong answer. If they say the fear of God, you're probably in the right place. There are some good, strong Christian colleges around that do teach a good biblical worldview. They teach that the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of God, and they teach it in history, science, politics, and all areas of training. There are some great online colleges coming up as well. That may be another option for many of you. It may be the most efficient option. We've talked about that as well. Let me recommend a great resource for you folks, Brad Voller's book, Accelerated Distance Learning. The new way to earn your college degree in the 21st century is an excellent resource. I highly recommend it. We sell it at our resource center in Parker. Also, let me recommend my book on education. Education is important. My book on education is called Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child. You can get these books by calling 877-842-CHECK. That's 877-842-CHECK. Or it's checkbooks.com on the web, checkbooks.com. You can interact with this program by emailing me, kevin@check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.